Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
If you're feeling anxious about your investments with all the economic volatility and chaos in Washington, tune in to Super Talk Jackson on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and Sundays from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. for Element Wealth Radio with Jeremy Nelson. Learn more at myelementwealth.com.
Welcome into this special edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. I know it says live. I'm not live. It is Saturday, but this is something that I wanted to bring you guys. I promised I would bring it to you. So here you are, a special edition of the Rebel Report. Don't forget to follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. If you're listening to this in podcast form, don't forget to subscribe to that YouTube channel, but also don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. A lot of you listen on the website at supertalk.fm. I'm really glad that you do, but pull out your phone, your favorite podcast app, search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. So today, we're talking about specifically running backs at Ole Miss, but the roster in general got some really high praise from probably the most credible voice at SEC Media Days. It's Jim Nagy of the Senior Bowl. He sat down with us on Radio Row, and he had some really high praise for this Ole Miss roster. So I'm going to play that audio for you. It's really good. It's about a minute 30. He talks about the roster as a whole, compares it to last year's Washington and Michigan, for example. And then he gets into running backs. A very interesting quote. If my Twitter is any indication, you guys loved what he had to say about the running back position. So I'll play that for you just after I tell you the Rebel Report is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm, Saltillo, Mississippi. Personal injury, small business, and contract disputes, you are not just another number with the Gregory Law Firm. You will actually get a relationship. It's somebody that will look at you like a human being. And again, not just a number. DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, the phone number 662-397-9799, 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today. The Gregory Law Firm presenting the Rebel Report. So Jim Nagy, if you guys are not familiar with him in the Senior Bowl, the Senior Bowl is the premier, like, postseason, quote-unquote, all-star game. But it's more than just an all-star game. You guys hear at the end of every season, players are talking about, you know, getting that Senior Bowl invite and what that means for them. Every NFL team and their scouting department is in Mobile. It is the premier NFL scouting event after the season ends. It carries so much weight. Some would argue even more weight than the combine, because you're getting to see these guys go up against the best that college football has to offer in a football practice setting, not just throwing routes on air or doing bench press. Every senior in college football wants to play in the Senior Bowl. Every NFL scout looks at that as the event with the most credibility. And Nagy himself is the guy that runs the Senior Bowl. He's done it for a few years now. And he's got a couple of decades of NFL scouting experience in his background as well. So this is not just some other media joker like me praising Ole Miss's team. We talked on the live on Thursday about how much more weight Nick Saban's word carries than just like a regular joker sitting on the set of the SEC network. Same thing here. This is not a media guy. This isn't like your typical bowl game representative who's more of a businessman. No, this is a scout. This is an NFL scout who does nothing but talk to NFL scouts and evaluate players to put on the best, quote-unquote, all-star game scouting event after the college football season before the NFL. This is a very different guy giving a take that you guys, I'm sure, are going to love to hear. So here that is right now. This was Jim Nagy with Richard and I on Radio Row at SEC Media Days.
You think about it, it makes sense. The teams with the most NFL talent are the ones usually standing there at the end. You look at last year's Final Four, and UW had a ton of NFL guys. I mean, they had, you know, two linemen go in the first two rounds. They had three receivers go in the first three rounds. They had Michael Penix go at eight. I mean, they had good players. Alabama had good players. Michigan had, what, 14 guys drafted. So Ole Miss, we have over 20 draftable greats right now at Ole Miss. And that sounds crazy since there's only 22 guys on a football field, but it's because some of those guys are transfers.
Yeah.
So they're loaded. There's a reason why people are talking so highly of Ole Miss. I mean, they really, really do. This is the best roster Lane's had. We invited Ulysses Bentley last year. This might come as a surprise to some Mississippi fans, but there's teams in the league that have higher grades on Bentley than they had on Judkins.
Wow.
Ulysses,
well, why is that?
Because he's dynamic. He's an electric player, man. Like, I was at the Auburn-Ole Miss game last year, And Brad Holmes from the Lions, the GM of the Lions, was there. Brandon Bean, the GM of the Bills, was there. And I'm down in the field. We love Bentley. Like, I when I went back and watched his SMU stuff, I was like, holy cow. Like, this dude is, like, they need to be giving this guy the ball more. I mean, he didn't pop on our radar until the Georgia Tech game, and he had, what do you have, like, 11 carries that game or whatever. And I'm like, whoa, what are we missing here? But those GMs on the field that day, I'm like, what would you guys think if we invited this guy to the Senior Bowl? He's a backup. They're like, are you kidding me? Like, we want to see him. So again, Ole Miss fans might think that, oh, my gosh, we lost Judkins, but I'm excited to see what Ulysses will do as more of a feature guy.
So, obviously, some pretty excellent stuff there. There's two main things that stood out to me, and I assume to you as well. The first thing being the over 20 draftable graded players on Ole Miss's roster. That number is more than Michigan had last year, you know, the team that ended up winning the national championship. And that's noteworthy for the obvious. Having that many draftable graded players is obviously a very good thing. That means you've got NFL players all over the field. But I think more specifically, that means that one player doesn't have to carry the team, or there's not one position group that stands out. It's not just, hey, they've got a guy that's entering his fourth year of getting starts at the collegiate level, third with his current school at quarterback, and therefore I think the team's going to be good because they have a really good quarterback. It's not just that. It's not just, well, hey, they have three really good and proven wide receivers. It's not just the tight end. It's not just Princely and Nolan. It's everybody. It's across the board. He said, as he laid out, they have more draft gradable players than starters are available on a depth chart. So it's it kind of confirms what we already thought about this team, that the roster across the board is one that you should look at as capable of competing for a championship. He certainly seems to think so. Now, there's one interesting thing about the All-SEC teams, which we'll talk about on the live stream on Sunday night. Ole Miss did not have an offensive lineman. Jackson Dart was the fourth team, or I guess there isn't a fourth team. He did not make the top three All-SEC quarterbacks. Each of them had offensive linemen on the All-SEC teams. Ole Miss, though, has offensive linemen with those draftable grades on them. They're just either not proven at Ole Miss or not going to start at Ole Miss, considering the depth that they have on the offensive line. The closer we get to the season, the far less concerned I am about the offensive line, considering what people like him seem to think about what they have on the lines of scrimmage, what people like Nick Saban seem to think about what they have on the lines of scrimmage. When the greatest college football coach of all time and Jim Nagy of the Senior Bowl both talk about Ole Miss and the NFL caliber players that they have on their team, it should make you feel more comfortable about the biggest question mark about this Ole Miss team, and that's the offensive line. So that's the second biggest thing that stood out in that clip. The first obviously being the running back position, and that's why you're here. Did Ole Miss upgrade at running back despite losing Quinshon Judkins? Now, you've got to remember, when they're talking about grades with NFL teams, it's not just the GMs that he mentioned by name talking about this back is better at college football than this back. It's they have a higher NFL grade on Bentley than that of Judkins, which doesn't necessarily mean that one's a better college back than the other. You guys know how this works. The NFL is different. They view players, they view quarterbacks differently than their college production, things like that. You've seen objectively great college players not make it in the NFL. You've seen average college players make it in the NFL. So it doesn't necessarily mean they're saying one, this guy is just better than the other. But still, the fact that you've got NFL teams with higher grades on Bentley tells you a lot. And he talked about the dynamic nature of Bentley's game, the explosiveness, the extra gear, the home run hitting style that he brings as opposed to what Judkins was able to bring to Ole Miss last year. He lacked in that home run category. Now, Ole Miss still needs somebody that can be a bruiser. Seems like they got the style of back anyway in the transfer portal, because Bentley has a different skill set than that of Judkins, one that clearly NFL teams very much like. But the yards after contact, the tough runs, isn't something that he has done in the same way that Judkins has. So he's a different back. But very clearly, after listening to this audio and seeing what they've done in the transfer portal, the situation should make you feel really, really good. All of the talk this week at Media Days was, oh, what about Judkins? They lose Judkins. They're going to take a step back because they don't have Judkins. Certainly possible that they do. But too many people there were forgetting about the ability that Ulysses Bentley has already in that offense, in the SEC level. Jim Nagy hasn't forgotten about it. NFL scouts haven't forgotten about it. And I have a feeling that the people that have are going to get proven very wrong when the season comes. So is Ole Miss better at running back? We will have to see. But is Ole Miss going to be perfectly, totally, completely fine at running back? Don't take it from me. Take it from somebody who knows the game a heck of a lot better than I do. The answer is yes. They are going to be just fine. Maybe even more dynamic. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you on the live stream on Sunday night. Don't forget to subscribe. The Rebel Report is also presented by the Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your office technology needs. And Priority One Bank, they make you their priority every single day. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. See you guys on Sunday night for the live stream. Thank you for tuning in. Subscribe, comment, like, and I'll see you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.